and WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News, app.
I'm Mike DeBusky. A historic visit from a sitting president during a strike. President Biden standing shoulder to shoulder with United Auto Workers on the picket lines at a Ford plant outside Detroit, telling workers he supports them fighting for a fair wage.
Stick with it, because you deserve the significant raise you need and other benefits.
UAW union leaders and the big three automakers are trying to agree on a new contract for union workers. Sticking points remain on pay and benefits. The president now heads to California, where he'll attend fundraisers in the Bay Area. There are just 5 days left before government funding runs out, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is still facing opposition from a handful of hardline Republicans. The Senate is now working on its own bipartisan stopgap measure. The Federal Trade Commission and 17 states joining together to sue Amazon, accusing the company of being a monopoly and stifling competition. This is ABC News. An experiment in sustainability has come to an end for a popular toy maker.
So kids, get your Lego set now.
Since their introduction in 1949, Lego bricks have been made of petroleum-based plastic. Over the years, the company has tried other materials, including corn and wheat extracts, but the resulting bricks just weren't quite right. A little over 2 years ago, Lego launched a plan to make the bricks out of recycled plastic bottles. It worked, except that the new process required more energy and created more carbon emissions than the old one. Lego has gone back to the drawing board. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
UPS plans to hire more than 100,000 workers for the holiday season. Those employees will get a pay increase as part of the tentative 5-year contract agreement with the Teamsters Union, which was approved last month. Seasonal drivers will start with hourly pay of $23 an hour, while package handlers will get $21. Last year, drivers received $21 per hour and package handlers $15.50. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Western Wisconsin deputy is facing charges relating to a domestic incident that occurred last week. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Ryan Schick is facing allegations of domestic battery, false imprisonment, strangulation, and stalking. Schick was taken into custody at the county jail, and no details have been provided about his appearance before a judge. The investigation into the charges is being overseen by the Polk County Sheriff's Office due to Schick's employment with the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office. A spokesperson for XL Energy says some Wisconsin residents could see a decrease in prices for people who heat their homes with gas. The price of wholesale gas is reportedly down 8% compared to last year, and bills are expected to be around $126 to $140 per month. XL Energy representatives also advised Wisconsinites that there are other things they can do to lower their bills, like opening blinds to take advantage of the sun's warmth and lowering the thermostat when leaving the house. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get 11% off everything for your next project now at Menards. October is Fire Safety Month, and Kiddo Home Safety products help keep your family protected for when it matters most. Check out Menards' great selection of Kiddo Home Safety products. Right now, pick up a 10-year sealed-in battery smoke alarm for only $17.97 after 11% off. Good through October 1st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready.
It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network, and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app, it's Aaron Zommers. Go ahead.
Yeah, here we are today, on Tuesday, September 26th, 2023, in the studios high atop State Street, awaiting Todd and learning how to swallow or breathe or whatever happened. I don't know.
I learned how to swallow a long time ago, but breathe is something else. Holy macaroni. I apologize. It was one of those situations where I guess I have a bad habit. Right before I go on the air, sometimes I take a little sip of water just to make sure things are functioning okay.
Right.
And as they say, it went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah.
It went right down the old windpipe there, and holy mackerel. Thank you. Thank you for covering the introduction. And welcome into hour number two along with Mr. Zommers. I'm Todd Albaugh. Glad to have you along with us on this beautiful September 26th, 2023. We are into fall. I forgot to mention that yesterday from Eau Claire. We are now officially into autumn, I guess, technically.
I wish we had a song like that. Maybe somebody who's listening can help us out. But
right.
You know how in the spring we have, it's going to be May.
Yes, right.
I wish we had something like that for fall.
I know, we don't.
I mean, I could just play different people playing autumn leaves over and over and over.
Right. Well, that'd be fun. But maybe you're a musician. Why don't you write an autumn song?
Maybe I'll have to.
Very good. Well, happy to have you along with us on hour number two here. Great discussion in hour number one. On the UAW strike, hopefully it will continue on here in hour number two. Here's the subject to kick us off in hour two. Elected officials who call out people in their own party. Are you more apt to respect them? Or in your opinion, is it a sign of political weakness? Do you like lawmakers who call out people in their own party when they deserve it? Or do you think it's a sign of political weakness? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear your thoughts on this Tuesday afternoon. A couple of people in mind when I asked this question. First of all, from Channel 3000, and it's various other sources as well, but Channel 3000 today, Wisconsin Senator, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin today, joined a growing list of lawmakers calling on New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign after he and his wife were federally indicted on bribery charges. In a statement today, U.S. Senator Baldwin called the charges against Menendez, quote, deeply troubling, and that the New Jersey Democrat alleged actions, quote, breach the American people's trust and compromise his ability to effectively represent his constituents, unquote. Prosecutors allege that Menendez took cash, a luxury vehicle, and even solid gold bars in exchange for legislative influence, including pressuring the Department of Agriculture to protect an Egyptian business monopoly. Now, this is not just I guess it's all alleged. And again, up front, everyone is entitled to the presumption of innocence until it is proven otherwise in a court of law. I believe that. But I can also believe my own eyes. And when the U.S. Justice Department announced these indictments, they had photos from Senator Menendez's home in which he has a jacket embroidered with Senator Menendez stuffed in the pockets and everywhere else with $400,000 in cash. Also showed the gold bars that were allegedly found in his home. I mean, come on, that's pretty tough to dispute that. Senator Baldwin went on in her statement to say today, quote, while Senator Menendez enjoys the presumption of innocence until proven guilty and will have his day in court to defend himself, I believe it's best for his constituents, the American people, and our national security for the senator to step down, unquote. Senator Baldwin is at least the fourth senator to call for Menendez's resignation, joining John Fetterman, Democrat of Pennsylvania, Sherrod Brown, Democrat of Ohio, and Pete Welch, Democrat of Vermont. And I believe now Cory Booker as well, and Senator Gillibrand of New York in the last hour or so. So I give Senator Baldwin a heck of a lot of credit being one of the first five senators, Democratic senators, to call out somebody in her own party, in her own caucus, and say, look, enough's enough. So kudos to Tammy Baldwin for doing that. On the other side of the aisle, we'll come back and talk about this, is Adam Kinzinger, Republican who was beat in a primary in Illinois after he was one of the few Republicans who voted in favor of impeaching Donald Trump while he was president in office. And now Adam Kinzinger here in Wisconsin over the weekend calling out one of the sitting Wisconsin congressmen, Republican Mike Gallagher of Green Bay, and saying, you know, Mike, you almost did the right thing, but he didn't. How do you feel about these people who call out elected officials who call out people in their own party? Is it a sign of strength? You admire it? Or a sign of political weakness? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Town Hall Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 66 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows level off around 56. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 66. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock, Tuesday, September 26th. Mr. Somers, what do you dial up there?
We have, of course, Thriller by Michael Jackson, because I mentioned the fall song earlier, and we had a caller call in and say that this is their favorite fall song.
Really?
You know, Halloween's in the fall.
Right? Now, see, I'm old enough to remember when that song came out. A little Mike. That was a great album, by the way.
It is, absolutely.
I used to have it on vinyl, but I've got it on cassette. I have it on cassette, Thriller. Used to play it in the boombox all the time.
Do you have a cassette player in your car?
No, my truck is new enough where there not only is there not a cassette player, no CD player either.
Yeah, I effectively have no CD player because it's broken.
Oh, it's broken.
You take that risk when you buy a used car.
I know. It's I moved into a 2016 Dodge Ram. And only digital stuff at that point. So I can hook in like a USB port or something like that if I want to into a cassette or TV or a CD player. Profiles and Curries. That's what we're talking about this hour, in this fall hour. Thank you, Mr. Summers. Appreciate that. So we talked about Tammy Baldwin, Democrat of Wisconsin, is joining a growing list of Democratic United States Senators: John Fetterman, Sherrod Brown, Pete Welch, Gillibrand of New York, and Cory Booker of New Jersey. It's a big deal for Cory Booker because Bob Menendez was kind of a mentor, a political mentor to Cory Booker. Sure, it was a very tough choice, but a great sign that these Democrats are saying, look, forget about politics. It's about doing the right thing. And it's interesting that on the Republican side, we don't have more of this, of sitting current Republican elected officials who are calling out Trump and that ilk. Aside from Mitt Romney, I don't know any sitting U.S. Republican senator besides Mitt Romney who essentially has been, I don't think it's fair to say forced out of office and not announcing last week that he was not going to run again. But the guy in his forthcoming book, and I can't wait to read this, by the way, coming out in October, in this forthcoming book about Mitt Romney, he says he's spending $5,000. Let me say that again, $5,000 a day on security for he and his family out of his own money, because of the threats by the mega Republicans against him. This threat of violence, it's a real thing, you guys. And that gets us to the second part of, what do you think about lawmakers who call out people in their own party? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Story in the Wisconsin State Journal by Lawrence Andrea. Wisconsin State Journal, pardon me, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. From today, as a matter of fact, a former Republican congressman and member of the select committee that investigated the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol accused Representative Mike Gallagher, Republican of Green Bay, over the weekend of declining to vote for impeachment against former President Donald Trump after the insurrection, out of concern for his own re-election chances. Gallagher's office, in response, called the comments, quote, utter nonsense, unquote. But U.S. Representative, former Representative Adam Kinzinger said, quote, anybody that I talked to that was on the line on impeaching that mentioned their reelection as a concern, they all ended up voting against it, Kinzinger said. This past weekend here in Madison, quote, "What the hell do you need this job for so bad?" Try that again, Todd. "What the hell do you need this job so bad for?" is the direct quote. He went on to say, quote, "I don't get it. Mike Gallagher was one of those," unquote. And former representative, former Congressman Kinzinger nails it on the head. "I saw this here at our state capitol when I was a Republican for 30 years. Left in 2011. But there were and there are still both assembly people and senators, state senators here in Wisconsin, on the Republican side that don't believe in this crap. They really don't. You go to dinner with them off the record, they'll tell you things they would never say to a reporter. And they'll tell you things that are completely the opposite of what they say on the record. And it's almost like a Shakespearean tragedy. Because the fact is, there are people in the Assembly and the Senate who are afraid not to be representative and who are afraid not to be senator. They don't know anything else. They don't know what they do. The health care is great. Pay about $75 a month for a premium for Cadillac coverage on healthcare. Retirement's fantastic. The pay itself, not great, around $60,000 a year. You do get a per diem, maybe another 10 grand a year on top of that. Some leave, of course, and go into the corporate world to make a lot of money. But there are people in the state assembly and state senate on the Republican side in particular who go along with the mega caucus, with things they don't themselves personally believe in, because they're either A, afraid of being beat and don't know what else they would do, or B, they're actually afraid for their or their family's personal safety. That's a fact. Going back to this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story, comments from Adam Kinzinger. Kinzinger made the remarks to the Cap at the Cap Times Idea Fest panel discussion that focused largely on Kinzinger's career, outspoken opposition to Trump, and the aftermath of the January 6th riot. By the way, we here at Civic Media were a co-sponsor with the Capital Times for this Ideas Fest. A great thing to help sponsor, by the way. Kinzinger singled out Gallagher after he was asked his thoughts on how some of his former Republican colleagues treated Trump after initially speaking out against it. Quote, I still don't believe it. I mean, I believe it, but I still don't process it, Kinzinger said. Later adding of Gallagher, quote, Mike Gallagher was, I think, an iota away from voting to impeach. And then a month later, he's kind of out of the front lines against Liz Cheney. How do you make a pivot that quickly? Unquote. This is a great observation, and I thank Adam Kinzinger for having the courage to say this stuff, to expose some of these people behind the scenes. So here you got Mike Gallagher, a veteran like Kinzinger, up in Green Bay. And behind the scenes, Kinzinger apparently, quote, an iota away from voting to impeach Donald Trump. And a month later, Gallagher is on the front lines going against Liz Cheney, Kinzinger's committee seatmate on the January 6th committee. How does that, as Gallagher said, how do you pivot that quickly? Kinzinger went on to say, quote, now look, I still like Mike. I appreciate what he's doing on the China task force, you know, Republicans and Democrats working together. But when democracy was on the line, what did you guys do? What did you do? Why is it like this? Unquote. Gallagher, after the 2020 election, was critical of Trump's attempts to overturn his loss. Before Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building, Gallagher published an op-ed pushing back on lawmakers who planned to object to the certification of the election. During the insurrection, he tweeted a video message from his office urging Trump to call off his supporters, referring to the riot as, quote, banana republic crap, unquote. That's all good. I admire Gallagher for saying those things at the time. Back to the article, but Gallagher, just days later, voted against impeaching Trump on charges of inciting violence against the U.S. government and has remained largely silent on the former president and his efforts to overturn the election in the years since. In explaining his vote against impeachment, Gallagher at the time said Trump, quote, bears responsibility for the tragic events, unquote, of January 6th, but claimed impeaching Trump was, quote, not wise, unquote, and referred to the impeachment efforts as, quote, rushed and partisan, unquote. Adam Kinzinger having the guts to speak the truth, to say, look, you got a guy in Wisconsin, Mike Gallagher, who almost did the right thing, but he was scared of his own reelection. And so he basically, my words, not his, swallowed his pride, swallowed his character, and supported an insurrectionist by voting against impeachment. And this is what we have in the Republican caucus. Gallagher, just kind of a shell of a person in this sense, not having the courage of his convictions. Adam Kinzinger, former Republican, having the courage to speak out. Tammy Baldwin, sitting U.S. Senator, Democrat, speaking out, saying that Bob Menendez should resign after these list of indictments, including $400,000 in cash and gold bars in his house. Adam Kinzinger, former Republican, Tammy Baldwin, Democrat, both calling out people in their own parties when they do wrong. Is that healthy? Do you admire that? Or is that political suicide? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Dick in Madison. Dick, I'm sorry I brought you on right before the break here, but we can hold you over if we need to, but go ahead and start. What say you?
Well, it should be the normal thing to do. And let me tie this whole subject into the auto workers thing with Trump going there next. I mean, any auto worker that's going to go see him should just forget about being in the union entirely. Because the first thing I'd ask him is, how many union contractors do you think this charlatan has deadbeated?
Agree.
You have no business being going to see Donald Trump if you're in a union. The guy's a clown. And he just, it just incent, it. I can't even imagine that somebody in a union would go to see him and be so fooled by it.
I'll be very interested to see who ends up showing up. I'll be very interested to see what that crowd looks like.
People he paid, probably.
Right, right.
Or cardboard cutouts.
Dick, always a great call. Appreciate you. Sorry to cut you short. I'm up against a break. Dick and Madison, we thank you very much. We see you on the lines, as Matt Flynn says. Do not go anywhere. We'll take your phone calls on the other side. This is the Tom Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Morgan Norwood. President Biden joined United Auto Workers on the picket lines in Michigan today at a plant just outside Detroit, telling workers he stands with them in the fight for fair pay.
Wall Street didn't build the country. The middle class built the country. Yeah. Yeah. Unions built the middle class. Yeah. That's a fact. Yeah. So let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned.
UAW leaders are pushing for a 40% pay raise over 4 years and better benefits, saying it's in line with pay raises for automaker executives. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is under pressure, facing growing calls to resign. Fellow New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, the latest lawmaker calling for him to step down. Menendez and his wife will be arraigned tomorrow on federal corruption charges. The arrival of fall, ushering in all things pumpkin, but farmers say extreme weather, from the heat to too much rain, has affected the harvest, with pumpkin patch shortages. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Patrol will be conducting aerial enforcement in the western portion of the state this week. According to a press release, aerial enforcement will be deployed today in Chippewa County on US 53. On Friday, aerial enforcement will be deployed in La Crosse County on I-90. The Wisconsin State Patrol will also use aerial enforcement in other parts of the state, covering I-43 in Walworth County on Thursday and Wisconsin 29 in Shawanoe County on Friday. Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin have proposed legislation to cap insulin prices at $35 for more Wisconsinites. A federal bill passed last year capped insulin prices at $35 for people 65 or older on Medicare Part B and D. State Senator Brad Pfaff and Assembly Representative Jill Billings want to expand that price cap to Wisconsinites on state-regulated health insurance plans and others. Representative Billings said about 7% of Wisconsinites need treatment for diabetes. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 2:33 across the Civic Media Network in Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. A public service announcement for you here. The annual 99.7 FM Requestathon returns on Thursday, September 28th. It benefits Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. You can listen live 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. and request your favorite song with a donation to Hope House.
Or what's probably going to happen is you can request your least favorite song because you can then pay to kick the current song off the air. I believe requesting the chicken dance is $20 specifically. Okay. And then it's another $20 if you want to turn off the chicken dance because... Yeah, it's
okay. Well, the money goes. The money raised helps Hope House's mission of preventing abuse and providing support to victims of domestic and sexual violence. Listen wherever you are and on the free Civic Media app to 99.7 Max FM WRPQ in Baraboo, one of our Civic Media stations. So there you go. Fantastic. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. back to the phone lines. Talking about this hour, this is it political courage or political suicide to go against your party? Here in Wisconsin, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat, calling out and saying that Bob Menendez, her Democratic colleague in the Senate, should resign for all of his indictments right now, including over $400,000 in cash and gold bars in bribery. On the Republican side, former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a member of the bipartisan January 6th committee, calling out Mike Gallagher, current Republican congressman in Green Bay, for saying he almost did the right thing, came within an iota of voting to impeach Trump, but then at the last minute decided not to, and in fact goes the other way and attacks Liz Cheney because he was afraid for his own job. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Bob in New Berlin. We appreciate you holding on through the break. Bob, what say you?
Well, good afternoon. Well, just a note, your counterparts on 620 WTMJ are all upset about Biden on the picket line with the auto workers. They don't think that's right.
Okay.
As far as Gallagher and Republicans go, they put partisan politics over country. And that's what's wrong with the Republican Party. I've never seen a party so bad, so messed up. They villainize Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger because they did the right thing. So in other words, if you do the right thing, you did the wrong thing, according to them.
Mm-hmm.
You stood up for justice. And that's what's wrong. And I don't understand how Trump could be 50% in the polls after all he's done. It just shows you what a sad state of affairs our country is in.
Agreed. No, I think you're right, Bob, that you know, when people are doing, as you say, the right thing, then they end up doing the wrong thing politically. Is that basically what you're saying, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a sad state of America, right? It's a sad state when doing the, it used to be when you do the right thing, you got accolades, it helped you get reelected. Now the base has gone so skewy that at least on the Republican side, you get punished for that. Appreciate the call, Bob.
What are we teaching?
Go ahead.
What are we teaching our children? What does that say to our children?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do the right thing. Do the opposite.
Yeah. It's a terrible example to set for our young people. That is absolutely for sure. Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you so much, Bob, in New Berlin. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Phil, over in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, we appreciate you holding through the break as well. I was almost in earshot of Minneapolis yesterday, up in Eau Claire, not too far away. But Phil, what say you?
Well, there's a very interesting difference between how some media are describing the two different meetings of, for on the one hand, President Biden going to Michigan and picketing and meeting with UAW workers, union UAW workers, and the former guy saying, I'm going to meet with auto workers in Michigan. In I don't know if he's been saying Detroit, which he will not go to.
Mm-hmm.
He's meeting with some non-union workers at a parts warehouse somewhere in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
The union did not ask the former guy to come and meet with them. First of all, someone has previously mentioned, what kind of a reputation did Trump have as an employer in New York of employing union or non-union, and then paying refusing to pay people and being involved in how many thousand lawsuits before he ran for president? Could you imagine a Democrat being involved in thousands of lawsuits, mostly with small vendors, while claiming that he was this great promoter of small businesses?
Yeah, right.
There's a big disconnect there. And I listen to three or four different types of mass media, although I really prefer to listen to smaller media, people who have actual functioning sets of principles. And they will not specifically clearly identify who the former president is meeting with in Michigan, non-union workers. And shouldn't they also emphasize the fact that the Republican Party is infamous, and like most recent insanely infamous thing a Republican candidate has stated, the Senator Tim Scott from one of the southern states, a member of the African-American community,
South Carolina,
saying, saying, oh, if you go on strike, you should be fired.
Right.
Well, you know what? A former president named Reagan was infamous for getting the air traffic controllers to support him. And then the first day he was president, he fired all the air traffic controllers. Now, that's because they did go on strike. He also blackballed them all from the industry.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, that's talk about taking a stand that's like so pro-scab, it's just about creeps me out thinking about it. That's the Republican Party record on whether they're for or against unions. They're for unions of big corporations, but against unions of working people.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's your point is well taken, and it's just, it's beyond ironic that former President Trump is coming in there to Michigan tomorrow. And yes, there's reporting by CNN saying, for a reporter there, saying, we also know from our reporting that a union source is telling us that they do not consider Trump's visit to a show of solidarity with a union because the place he is going is not a union shop.
Yes, and I looked some other details up on that. This is from Fox 2 Detroit, that he is going to a group of mostly retired UAW members so that he can say he's meeting with UAW members.
Right, but not active.
Not active, and at a plant that, like you said, is not affiliated with the UAW.
Right. So there you go, Phil. You're spot on. And
it's a non-union plant. Right.
Exactly. It's a non-union shop. So I think you're the most salient. Well, you just said a lot of salient things, but I think the point about how people treat their own workers says a lot. And if you look at history, particularly in New York, he treats his workers terribly, for the most part. You know, unless they're handling his money, then of course he wants to take care of them. Phil, great call. Appreciate you listening over there in the Are you listening to us on the app, or how are you listening to us?
I listen on the internet. I listen. Well, I don't. I haven't loaded the app, but if you just tell your Google, search on Google for Devil's Advocates Radio, you can hook in pretty well.
Well, there you
and
go.
And that's how I use one of our three computers to listen to you guys.
Appreciate it.
Most weekdays.
We always appreciate it. And you can update now because now it's all new branding, and there is no more Devil's Radio. It's simply Civic Media. So you can simply search for Civic Media, everybody else, as we switch over our branding here and check out the brand new company. So appreciate your listenership. Phil, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Let's go to John back in Richland County in Boaz. John, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm going to bring out an old word from the 70s.
All right.
About trusting Donald Trump.
All right.
And the word is trust. He is a con artist. Yeah. Do you remember that word from way back when?
Yes, absolutely.
He took all his dad's money, blew it, and John Bolton recorded when he worked for him as his national security advisor, Donald Trump could not make an executive decision and stick with it.
No, you're absolutely
and
right.
John Bolton also said that he had trouble with Iran and Korea over these nuclear weapons. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he hasn't, obviously, he hasn't succeeded with these nuclear weapons as far as limiting.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you look, and again, there's this Mark or this article coming out in The Atlantic, or is out, on Mark Milley, the retiring chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And again, these are not liberals or Democrats or whoever you want to say, saying a lot of this stuff. These are either former Republicans or nonpartisan military people, to your point, John, that as commander in chief, he could not make decisions. And the ones he tried to make were completely contrary to oftentimes the Constitution or how normal business would be handled here in the country.
Yep. And he put us in a bad position with Iran and Korea.
Yeah.
Over the safety of the nuclear weapons.
Right. When it was pointed out to him by the military, you cannot bomb the South Pacific because you'll hit Guam. And he looked at his advisors and said, well, those aren't Americans. Not apparently realizing or caring that there are all kinds of Americans in Guam, including our military personnel. So your point is absolutely well taken. John, thank you so much. Always appreciate you listening up there in beautiful Boaz, home of the Boaz Mastodon. John and Boaz, we appreciate you calling in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do you think calling out members of your own political party when it is warranted is politically courageous or political suicide? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
I know. I think it's necessary when it's warranted to root out this bad behavior,
yeah.
But it's too often used to call out, oh, you're a rhino because you didn't just agree with everything that Trump said, and calling out things that either didn't happen or are grossly exaggerated. But it's, that doesn't mean we should stop altogether, holding people accountable.
No, totally agree. In fairness, let's give you from this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article from today, let's give you the Congressman Mike Gallagher response when asked about Kinzinger's comments today, or yesterday rather. A spokesperson for Gallagher called Kinzinger's comments, quote unquote, complete and utter nonsense. Quote, if re-election were a factor, the computer just kind of jumped there. If a re-election were a factor in his decision, he would not have spoken out so forcefully against the objection. The congressman evaluated the arguments for a rushed impeachment and concluded they were weak, unquote. The spokesperson said in an email to the Journal Sentinel. Parenthetically, the article adds, Trump is now facing 4 criminal charges in connection to his efforts to stay in power. Now, Kinzinger, who along with Liz Cheney was one of 2 Republicans on the January 6th committee, retired from Congress last year and has become a political commentator for CNN. We'll come back and have more of your calls after this. Do not go anywhere if you're on the lines. More of your calls after this. This is the Todd Allbull Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 56 tonight under overcast skies with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs around 66. Cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night, 55. Highs level off around 68 Thursday under cloudy skies, 76 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 3 o'clock at the top of the hour. Network news for you, followed by a check of weather, and then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, will step into these airwaves. Always a great show. Gives you information. He's an attorney, also a former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Going to give you some information, be direct, not going to mince words, and probably going to chuckle. One of the great things about Matt, he has a great sense of humor. Doesn't mind a little laughter now and then as well. What do you think about Adam Kinzinger on the Republican side? Tammy Baldwin on the Democratic side, both of them calling out people in their own, or in Kinzinger's case, his former party, and say, look, enough's enough. Whether you're Adam Kinzinger saying that Mike Gallagher is just kind of two-faced because he was saying behind the scenes out in D.C. to Kinzinger, look, this guy needs to go. But when push came to shove on the impeachment, Mike Gallagher voted no. Kinzinger is just saying, I don't get it beyond they're afraid not to be congressman. I've seen that myself at the state level. Tammy Baldwin on the left, great progressive, great Democrat, but saying, look, enough's enough. Bob Menendez, he's entitled to his day in court, but enough's enough. This guy should resign. Tammy Baldwin, Adam Kinzinger, both calling out people their own party. Is it smart or political suicide? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go over to Mequon and David in Mequon. Thanks for listening. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, I will say this. I mean, with Tammy Baldwin and Kinzinger, now Kinzinger was in an area, obviously, it's a little bit more dicey as far as, you know, getting reelected. But with Tammy Baldwin, I don't see anything, you know, as far as like being like in jeopardy of losing her position because she solidly, won re-election. So I think, let's put it this way. I don't think it affects her either way because she doesn't have to worry about not being re-elected. If I think if she did, maybe that might be a different story. It really depends on the state and on the maybe the political map, depending on where they are. Mm-hmm. I think it really kind of flows and ebbs on those things. I hate to say it, but, you know, it's sort of like now the New Jersey governor has called out Bob Menendez,
yep.
And, you know, he just barely got reelected.
Right.
But he is in office now. If he was up for election, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he would be saying what he's saying.
David, I appreciate the call. I appreciate your point. But I guess I slightly disagree in that, I mean, Tammy Baldwin is up for re-election. Oh, David dropped the line. I'll simply say I appreciate the call. I pretty much agree with David, but I will say Tammy Baldwin is up for re-election. She is a target because Republicans want this seat back. There could be a lot of money spent. And the fact that she came out, there's only like five so far. There's 51 essential Democrats now, if you count Bernie Sanders as a Dem, even though he's independent. And she's only one of five so far that have done this. So I think it is politically correct or courageous. Get it out yet. Politically courageous of Baldwin. I salute her and I thank her. Going to try to go through a speed round here. Mary in Mount Horeb, if you could go quickly, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I feel like I could take partial credit for it because I called her office yesterday and said that we need to practice what we preach. And if corruption is happening, we need to call it out. And so I sent a screenshot I heard from you today to my husband. We are diametrically opposed voting wise. He said, see, she listened to me.
Yeah. No, I think that's one of the reasons that she stands a good chance to get reelected because she does listen to her constituents. It's one of the things I really admire about her. about her. Mary, great job. Appreciate the call. Great job of being active and letting your local official know they do listen to us, despite sometimes the other word wise. Somebody like Tammy Baldwin does listen. Quickly to Wisco Paul. Wisco, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Very quickly, the national media never did their job on Trump, so it made it really difficult to call him out. They never fact-checked him, and they still are not doing it. And then, of course, Fox went along with everything he did or said in the fake electors and everything else. So it was really hard for Republicans to call him out because people didn't believe Trump really did anything wrong. But it's the right thing to do no matter what. Is because you want democracy, you need to call people out in your own party if they do wrong. Yep. Tammy Baldwin's doing the right thing, and she won't get reelected, and that's my two cents. Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate it, Wisco Paul. Great call as always. Totally agree with everything you said. Great call. Sneak in Jake before the end of the show. Let's go over to Milwaukee. Jake in Milwaukee, you got a minute and a half. It's all yours. Go ahead.
Well, it depends on how many felonies that Menendez gets, but the more you have, it seems as you can run as a Republican and do pretty good and get pretty high in the polls. So maybe you should think about becoming Trump's vice president. Because, heck, I mean, he's got gold. He would be a great choice. So I'm just saying, Tammy Baldwin has nothing to worry about because she delivers for her state. And Gallagher does nothing.
So, great call to end the day. Great job, Jake. I hadn't thought about that one, but you're right. Bob Menendez maybe could change parties, become a Republican, and might get reelected.
You know, that is a great point. Like, yeah, you just got to start collecting indictments, like, and wear it like a Super Bowl ring.
Right? I mean, that's pretty good. That, see, this is why I love this show. This is why I love this 2 hours every day. You get great callers. Everybody called in. Great calls today. But in particular, Jake, that last one, I hadn't thought about that. And you know what? He might be right. I mean, he's a sitting incumbent. Incumbents always have the advantage. You know, who's to say that if he goes to Mitch McConnell and says, look, what if I just switch parties? Mitch McConnell might take that deal. It might take him. Especially, think if he switched now. What he could do to upend the Senate. I hadn't thought of that one.
Yeah, it's
pretty good.
I wish that was less real.
I know, right? It could actually happen. I also agree with Jake that Tammy Baldwin's doing a great job. Again, to the caller from Mount Horeb's point, you call Tammy Baldwin's office, she responds. Her staff does a great job.
Right. And all of her bills that she advocates for are based on going out and talking to people.
Yes.
Like you have the, I can't remember the exact, the like CURD Act.
Yes, yes.
Respect for dairy.
Yeah, respect.
Things
exactly.
Like that. Like that's because farmers are having difficulties with this. Yep. And because
the 988 suicide number.
Absolutely.
You know, helping people because she listened. Speaking of ag suicides, other, you know, mental health issues. No, does a great job. I think we should do the show, by the way, at some point from Orange County. Because if good old Hovde, Eric Hovde, decides to run against her, it turns out that Eric Hovde was like the 3-time most influential person Orange County award winner. He's actually a resident of Orange County, California. He's thinking about coming home and taking on Tammy Baldwin. So maybe we'll do this show from Orange County and see what people think of Eric Hovde out in his hometown.
Maybe. Maybe you'll have to.
Good excuse to get out to California as the weather gets worse here. Great show today. Really appreciate. This is what makes this show go. All of you out there across the state, around the world, listen to the show. This is why we do it. To have great discussions like today. To pursue the truth. Wherever it may lead, and we could not do it without you. For Mr. Aaron Zommers, I'm Todd Albaugh. Have a great day. Stay tuned. Our friend Matt Flynn is next. Do not touch that dial. He's on the other side. Until then, keep banging your drum.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this
looks easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Morgan Norwood.